And we are now live.
Great. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Lane Transit District Board Directors special meeting. Today is Wednesday, December 2nd, 2020, 4:30 p.m. Welcome board members, welcome staff, welcome members of the public. We are transferring some people over to the main meeting. And so please bear with us while we do that. While we're doing that, I'm going to, I can't remember if I called this meeting to order. So I'm going to go ahead and say that I'm calling this meeting to order. We'll do the roll call and we'll start with Caitlin Vargas. I heard Caitlin speak earlier, so I know she's there. So I'm going to.
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed you saying my name, but I'm here. Okay. Sorry about that.
That's okay. Joshua Scove.
Here.
Don Norden.
Here.
Stephen Yett.
Here. Here.
And I don't see Emily, so we will. Hopefully she will join us soon. And then I just have some quick comments. Today we just have one major task with a few parts, but the main task is to complete the evaluation of the general manager. And part of that is also the goals. The general counsel actually has a proposal on how we can move forward with the contract as well as goals that we can adopt for the remaining 6 months of this current contract. And so I will hand it over to her in a moment, but just to check in with you, AJ, as general manager, did you have any comments to make?
I do not.
No problem. Oh, really quickly, any announcements or additions to the agenda? Great, we will head straight into it. So Kristen, please go ahead.
Sure. Hi, everybody. So I've sent the board a few emails. I'm going to summarize those at a high level, both for the board members and public and AJ. So we have three agenda items to accomplish today. I am going to state the order I think they should be accomplished. And then after that summary, we'll, I think, go into the first one, unless anybody has comments or questions about that. So the first agenda item is to determine AJ's merit increase under the contract. The contract says that merit increase is between 0% and 5% and shall be based on the board adopted evaluation. I'm just gonna provide a little bit of background. At the last meeting, AJ had originally proposed to defer the merit increase for this fiscal year and wrap it into a contract amendment. That proposal has changed and is no longer on the table. The current structure, I think, gets the board and AJ to the same place. So what is on the table for the board to decide is a merit increase for this fiscal year under the current contract. So that's item number one. I sent the board some documentation about the general manager's compensation history and specifically about past merit increases. So you could compare those for your conversation today. So that's the first agenda item. The second agenda item is the second part of the proposal is a one-year contract extension on the same compensation as this current fiscal year. So whatever the board determines AJ's compensation to be, if the board determines or wants to decides to approve a contract extension for 1 year, that compensation would just carry through to the next fiscal year. So then the third item for discussion is the proposed general manager's goals. You all received an initial version. There was some feedback that was received. So there's a second proposed version. All of these documents are also publicly available as a handout as well. And so that'll be our last agenda item for today. So I'm just going to take a minute to pause and make sure nobody has questions before we dive straight into the first agenda item of the merit increase. Okay, I'm not seeing or hearing anything. So for the merit increase, I prepared just a spreadsheet to help with some math to guide that discussion of the board. So I believe Camille can allow me to screen share. So I'm happy to put that spreadsheet up for you all to look at to give you some real numbers when you have that discussion. So I'll let Camille tell me what to do, and then I'm going to turn it back over to Carl to facilitate the board.
Thank you very much,
Kristen. Okay, Kristen, in the bottom middle of your screen, there should be a button that says share screen.
Got it.
And you click on that and you get to choose.
Got it. Yeah.
Which screen or, okay, perfect.
Good. Okay. So I just ran through, again, it's between 0 and 5%. I put some numbers in there just to explain this a little bit. The contract is clear that the merit increase calculation is based off of AJ's salary for last fiscal year. That salary is $167,205. So that's what those calculations are based off of. The range goes from 0 to 5%. I calculated that out in dollars. And then AJ is entitled under the current contract to an automatic 3% contractual increase, which moved her salary from 167,205 to 172,221.15. So any potential merit increase is added on to that 172 number. So that's my explanation, and this is just some guidance for you all.
So Chris, first I want to say thank you very much for characterizing the entire goal of the meeting today. And also for creating the spreadsheet. Before we get into it, I just want to acknowledge that Emily Secord has joined us, so she is here with us now. So with that, I will go ahead and open the floor up to comments. And I do want to say one thing really quickly, which is I just really want to emphasize what Kristen has just told us, which is that the merit increase discussion and consideration really needs to be based on what we have written in our evaluations and what we've done there. And so there needs to be or I think there ought to be some logical correlation between the two. And so with that, let's see who is available. Let me go and put the participants on so I can see everybody. Josh, I see your hand is up. Please go ahead.
Just a quick clarification. Kristen, I'm actually trying to remember if you just said this or if it was in the email. It's all blurring together. But you were suggesting that the decision about the merit increase should be based on the language in the contract, which says, you know, it's about the GM's performance. But I guess I'm curious, it seems like we have these dramatic extenuating circumstances. We have fiscal crisis, we have layoffs that we've had. It feels like that is the organizational and fiscal context. I'm not asking you to comment on the reasonableness of that, but rather the legality of the situation. Does that make sense? I mean, I'm trying to sort of separate those two.
Yeah, I mean, it does. That's why I pulled that language out specifically. I did mention it in the email, and I think I probably just mentioned it now. I mean, the language in the contract is quite clear that the increase will be based on the board's annual performance evaluation of the general manager's performance during the previous fiscal year. Because the language is so clear, you know, I do recommend that you follow that. You know, I think that you can bring up your concerns in discussion, but there's no, it's clear language. And so when we have that language, that would be my recommendation to follow the contract language.
Okay, so then just Carl, but just following on that very quickly, I guess where it feels to me there's real tension in adhering to that language is if we are, as I think we very reasonably did, you know, make all of these accommodations in our expectations of what got done this year based on COVID. And so then we're turning around and sticking to that language. It just seems like we are so far off the path of, you know, what we would have planned that it seems, I guess I just want to sort of put that out there, but I'll leave it at that for now. And
yeah. And maybe one thing to keep in mind, Josh, is that item number one, the merit increase, is separate and distinct from item two, the 1-year contract amendment. But the way that this is being proposed is that you just follow the contract terms for the current year, but then you keep everything flat for the next year if the board would decide to amend it. And so, you know, typically compensation would increase for another year. And so that's where, that's the point of the proposal. One of the points is to show that over two fiscal years, basically compensation is being skipped in one of those years. It's just trying to simplify it by following the contract terms for this year, and the savings will accrue next year. So I don't know if that helps with the explanation, but I just wanted to point that out.
Thank you. Looks like we have Steven next.
Thanks, Carl. Appreciate that. Question, Kristen. So as I see this 0 to 5%, and maybe I missed this in the reading, but I don't see how us as board members are supposed to relate a score with a percentage. For instance, 3 is effective. Does that mean 3%, or does that mean 0%, or does that mean 5? I mean, is there any clear correlation, excuse me, or is it subjective per board member, such as I might think effective absolutely deserves a 5% pay raise, or I might think it's something different? Thank you.
Yeah, so let me pull up. I'm gonna try to share another document really quickly, if I can manage this.
Yeah, if you're done, Chris, I'd like to make a comment too.
So, Stephen, the direct answer to your question is no, the contract doesn't get into that level of specificity. What I can provide you is what the board has done in the past to use as a gauge. So in this document where I outlined compensation, I wanted to show you what past merit increases were when there was one. And so if we go here, there was about a 3.8% increase. I say about because there was consolidated annual leave days that were in lieu of a salary increase at that time. And then we have 3.5% here. In past years, the evaluation was not numerical. So the scoring was either does not meet expectations, meets or exceeds. And then there were different goals. And so in those years, primarily the rating was exceeds expectations for more than half of the goals or meets expectations. And so those were, I would say, you know, favorable reviews, and it resulted in that amount of merit increase. So that's why I wanted to provide that document, because that's the most direction and the best gauge that we have, because the contract language doesn't at all speak to your question, Stephen.
Thank you for that.
Oh, I just wanted to say that I wouldn't want to conflate the numeric score that we average for the general manager in our evaluation, but rather use that as a guide in terms of how we think the general manager performed. And so if we didn't think the general manager did a good job, for lack of a better way of saying it, then I think it should be no merit increase or a lower one. And if we think she did an adequate job or a good job, then there should be some level of merit increase. And so that's what I'm trying to get at, is that I think we should look at how we evaluated the general manager and then assign the merit raise accordingly. Sorry, I muted myself. I see Caitlin next. Please go ahead.
Sorry, I was trying to orient myself. I reviewed the evaluation again, and just, I would come out saying it's favorable. So I would be in favor of a merit increase at 2.5%. I felt like that would be a starting point, but I'd love to hear what others think.
Okay, so Caitlin's put out a number. Let's see what other people have to say about it. Or if you want to go to a different direction, but I think Caitlin's trying to get us on a path here to completion. Emily, go ahead.
I feel like I disagree to some extent, Carl, with your analysis about how the merit increase might apply. You sort of indicated that if we felt like an adequate job was done, then a merit increase was warranted. But I feel like if a satisfactory job was done, then probably the cost of living adjustment is sufficient. But if we felt like the expectations were exceeded, then I think that's where the merit increase would apply. But I think that might be part of the reason why this is a difficult deliberation, because if it's you've done your job and it's been adequate and sufficient, does that warrant a merit increase, or does it only warrant a merit increase if there's been a sufficient scenario where the expectations were exceeded? Sorry, that was a messy way to describe it. So I'm kind of on the fence about how we make that decision based on the evaluation. I would probably lean more towards no merit increase because I feel like the job was sufficiently completed, but that we weren't above and beyond expectations for some of the other tasks that we had hoped to see more progress on this year. So that's sort of where I fall. But I'd like to hear everybody else's opinion as well.
It's great. Thanks, Emily. Are there other people who'd like to speak? If people are struggling, I would encourage then either Caitlin or Emily to make a motion to kind of get us going. I will say but before that, I'll just go ahead and throw out my opinion that I think what Caitlin proposes at 2.5% seems to match up with what we have evaluated on. I do think and I spoke about it last time, seems like a favorable evaluation. So it seems like a 2.5% merit increase seems like an appropriate thing to do in this matter. And I want to say that, I said this last time too, but, getting an organization through COVID is, I think, no small feat. And I think there were a lot of difficult things that had to be done, difficult decisions to make. Someone had to do it. And yes, I mean, one could argue that that's what people do jobs and they're supposed to do them. But I don't want to emphasize or underestimate the difficulties in having a person do that. So that's my statement out there. Josh next, and then we'll see where we go from there. Go ahead, Josh.
Oh, I see Caitlin's hand up. Caitlin's had the hand from before. Do you want to go again? I think
that was from before. Oh, okay. But Caitlin, can you confirm?
Okay.
That's easy to get down. So go ahead, Josh.
Okay. All right. I guess, as I said before, I'm having a little trouble disentangling the different factors that are at play here, but the stress the organization's undergone fiscally, I realize we are not supposed to take into account. I am stating for the record, I think that's weird and artificial, but I agree with Kristen that we can deal with that in the subsequent contract somehow. I appreciate Emily drawing the distinction between the cost of living increase, which presumably should be for, that's automatic, but it's sort of implies, meeting some low bar. So when I look, and I like Caitlin, I went back and looked at the performance evaluation. Generally favorable actually is not how I'd characterize it. I'd say that there were a number of weak spots. There was not necessarily consensus around where there were weaknesses. I think that is in part the result that we didn't really have a chance to discuss this beforehand. I mean, this is sort of like dropped on us and then we did it and then we got back together. But I think it's important to say that, like, I learned things from seeing other people's insights there. And so I think I want to take seriously that people found issues that I didn't see. So actually I feel like 2.5% merit increase just doesn't quite square with this. At the same time, I want to acknowledge what Carl said about like sending the right signal to the general manager. I am fine with like a very modest merit increase, but it's a merit increase when we had all of these other things here that we had concerns about on communication, especially. And I guess I'm very reluctant. 2.5% merit increase is feels like a lot at this time when we have a bunch of these open questions. And very last thing, I completely agree and really emphasized in my comments in the evaluation, the importance of being able to respond to COVID. I agree with you calling that out, Carl. I feel like that can't be included any more than our fiscal crisis can, in the sense that it isn't in there. And if we believe that we should have had a goal for that, we should have stopped in, you know, April and said, wow, this is not leaving soon. We need to make this an explicit goal. But instead we kicked the can down the road, understandably, but I think we have to live with those circumstances as well. So I don't feel like we can follow some of the rules here and not others with respect to what we include in the evaluation. And I'm saying all this like in a very rule following sense, even though I'm not naturally an excited rule follower, because like I want us to take seriously like the structure that's there and think about what we build subsequently. So I would do something that's like nominal, but a way of saying like even amidst everything that's going on, we will do a merit increase of something like 1%, which is happening at lots of organizations right now around the country, I can assure you. So anyway, sorry for the ramble, but that's like those are all the pieces I think that go together there.
Thank you, Josh. Hey, just to check everyone, any comments before, I suspect a motion's gonna be rolling down the pipe, or flowing through the pipe at any moment.
I would just like to say, I'm fairly comfortable with the 1% or even 1.5% based on Caitlin and Josh and Carl's and Stephen's comments so far. And I like the structure that we're trying to operate in. So I'm appreciative of the opportunity to make this better and helping both the board and AJ sort of understand how we're making these decisions so that we're just better prepared next time to do this better. Because I don't think that this conversation is really reflective of kind of the bigger conversation that should be happening.
Carl, can I jump in?
Yeah. Yes, please go ahead.
Josh and Emily, thanks for that. And I think it's always helpful when people clarify their thinking. So I appreciate any rationale folks can always bring. And I know that we maybe viewed a few things pretty differently, but I agree that especially as someone who lost their job and was experienced an organization really hit hard by COVID, things could have gone a lot worse for LTD. And I felt like the navigation through COVID was done fairly well, but I understand concerns. So does everyone feel comfortable with 1.5? Josh or Emily, Steven?
It looks like Don has his hand up. It's okay, Caitlin, but I'm gonna switch over to Don and then we'll continue along your line too. Don, go ahead.
Well, I don't have any great insight here. I'm listening for consensus coming, and it feels like it's starting to gel. So I feel like the 1.5% is coming close to a consensus that we can agree with. And then it's just hard to evaluate this situation that we've went through, and we really appreciate what the staff had to go through to respond to the COVID crisis. And then as the other panelists have said that, we have a certain expectation that adequate and professional staff will act in a way to protect our district. So, we already have the 3% in there, and then adding 1.5, it seems a pretty good place to start with, or to kind of gel around. So that's what I say right now.
Thank you, Don. Sounds like I will entertain a motion.
We'll entertain a motion.
Carl, I'd like to move that.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay, I don't have the wording in front of me. I'm so sorry. Can I just say I'd like to move that the board adopts a 1.5% merit increase for the general manager.
Yes, I believe that is correct. Well, just double check, Kristen, any more specificity required in there?
No, that's fine.
Thank you. Okay, great. Is there a second?
That, and then we can discuss around that particular item.
I couldn't quite make that out, Don, but I heard you. I think you said you seconded the motion.
Caitlin's proposal.
Excellent. So Caitlin has moved for 1.5% merit increase. Don has seconded it. We'll do a roll call vote, and we'll start with Caitlin Vargas.
Aye.
Joshua Scove.
I'm sorry. Is there no more discussion or commentary on this one?
Oh, I felt that we had, but
okay. No, that's fine. Pause. That's fine. I'll tack on a comment at the end. Vote aye.
Don Norton.
Well, I think Josh should respond. We can't have a vote and then have comments. This is opening the discussion. So Josh has a comment now that should be involved in this discussion. We should do that before we have the vote finished.
I figured he knew that the comment wouldn't affect the vote at that point, but just since Don is concerned, Josh, just a double check. Would you like to make your comment?
I'll make my quick comment. I feel like Don just reached through Zoom and grabbed the gavel from you, Carl. It was fun. Okay. My only comment is I'm going to, and this is really to Caitlin's point about just explaining our rationale. I guess I want to acknowledge that there are a bunch of people who lost their jobs, some of whom have gotten their jobs back, a bunch of people who've, you know, sort of dealt with substantial disruption because of fiscal measures we had to take. And we are still giving a raise. And I think partly that is to acknowledge the extremely hard work and performance of the GM. But there's also, like, we're also tracked by our contractual obligations on the other side of this contract with our single employee. And I just want to acknowledge for the public that there's real tension there. I think, you know, I just want to be clear that we're doing it and the fact that that tension is there, as uncomfortable as it is for me personally, I'll say. But I vote aye for, you know, for those reasons. I don't think we have too much other choice.
Okay, thanks, Josh. And I'm sorry, Don, did you vote? I lost my, so Josh.
No, and Don. I was waiting for the discussion to finish. If there's further discussion, then I'll vote aye as well.
Thanks, Don. And then Stephen?
excuse me, I abstain. Just kidding, Carl. I vote aye, but also recognize Josh's very important points that an effective raise of 3.5% in this environment is more than I'm comfortable with given the strains that Josh has pointed out. So, but I still vote aye.
Oops, thanks, Stephen. And then next we have Emily.
Aye.
And I, Carl Ye, also vote aye. So motion passes. Thank you very much, everyone. I know there were, I appreciate the discussion. I know this was not easy and I know there were a lot of factors and I'm glad we kept to the constraints and the conditions that we have to make these decisions under. So much appreciation to everyone for that. And thank you to you, AJ. The reason we're doing this is also to let you know that we do appreciate the job you've done and that we want to show some of that appreciation to you, of course. And it's not easy. And we had you do a lot of stuff that we didn't have to do personally. So going back to the agenda. Oh, can I throw it back to you, Kristen?
Sure.
Great.
Okay, so the second agenda item, I should have kept my screen share up, so I'm gonna put it back. Okay. So the board just decided to provide a merit increase of 1.5%. So I've highlighted that, which shows the compensation for this fiscal year, 2021. The second item for the board to decide is whether the board would like to extend AJ's contract. What's being proposed right now is a one-year contract extension and to keep that compensation the same. So it would be flat through the 21-22 fiscal year. Her current contract ends June 30th of 2021. So this new contract would start July 1, 2021, carry through June 30th of 2022, and all the other contract terms would be the same.
Thank you, Kristen. I think, Carl? I'm sorry, was there a question?
Sorry to jump in, Carl, but do we need a motion for that?
Yes, so that's the summary of the proposal. And then if there would be any board discussion, now would be the time. And then if someone wants to make a motion to extend the contract, that would be appropriate.
And if I could kind of tweak what Kristen just said, I think what might be helpful in this particular discussion to for someone to go ahead and make a motion, and then we'll discuss it, and then we'll see where that goes. Would someone like to make a motion?
I can make that motion for you, Carl.
Oh, great. So are you moving what Kristen said, just to be clear?
I am moving what Kristen said because she said it so well.
Got it. Okay. So Stephen has moved that we extend AJ's contract by 1 year under the terms that Kristen has specified. Is there a second? Anyone out there?
I'll second that, and then I will be happy to start discussion if that's perfect. Okay with you, Carl.
That is definitely okay with me. So just to reiterate, moved by Stephen, seconded by Emily. And Emily, please go ahead and start us off.
I was going to say my only comment for consideration about this contract is I would like to request that we change the cost of living adjustment to be tied to some sort of inflationary benchmark rather than having a stated percentage, just so that we're not seeing that number exponentially increase year after year. In the event that AJ is with us for a long period of time, I think that would be wise to get in front of that rather than wait too long to make that adjustment.
So there would be no adjustment for this contract. So I know that she, in the past years, she has had an automatic increase, but the proposal is there wouldn't be any. So this would be a one-year contract amendment, and her compensation would carry through at that 174,729. No cost of, no automatic increase. That is the number that it would be through June 30th, 2022. And then if the board chooses to further extend the contract beyond that, there would probably be some terms that the parties wanted to amend, like what you're saying. And so that's something that, quite frankly, I would be calendaring for a few months to remind the board to start that discussion. So there will be no increase. That's the compensation that you're looking at right there.
Thank you, Kristen. I was having a hard time clarifying whether or not that was inclusive of that COLA or not. So thanks for
Emily, it sounds like that addressed your concern. So there's no, otherwise I would say then there would need to be a either an amendment to the motion, or we would need a new motion. Hey, Kristen, before I go to the next person, Josh and then Don, could you undo your share screen and that way?
There you go.
Great. And while we're doing that, oh, thank you. And then we'll go ahead and go Josh and then Don.
Thank you, Carl. I am, one of the terms of the previous contract that I found perplexing was that we were explicitly banned from considering the internal climate survey or any survey of employees in performance. I think that I'm just putting it out here for discussion. As I see it, I think that should be included. In fact, in some ways it was sort of hard to separate from some of the questions related to it. So it felt kind of artificial. So that was one thing. The second thing is, I think, Kristen, you suggest how this should go, but we will have to, I know we have to approve goals for the next 6 months, just sort of the remainder of this fiscal year, but then I think we should have a pretty explicit timelines in here for when we create the goals, even though that will, I mean, that will precede the contract time. Presumably we will come up with those goals ahead of time. And then a timeline for review, I think, should be just named in the contract, so we have a lot less mystery about it. Any thoughts there?
So the timelines are named in the contract for both the goals and the evaluation. It's July. And so the process should start in sufficient time so that it can be completed by the end of the fiscal year. So that the idea is, with the start of the new fiscal year, the general manager has already been evaluated. Her compensation is starting. She knows what her goals are the first day, July 1st. So, you know, this year it was a joint decision to delay that process because of COVID, but those are, you know, clearly laid out in the contract. In terms of the not taking into consideration feedback or being evaluated by employees, that was a term that was really important to the general manager when negotiating her contract. That would be a term that would have to be negotiated. So that would mean that that's not getting done today. And
just Kristen, I'm not opposed to that.
Okay.
I'm not opposed to that.
Okay. So, you know, that's a term that if the majority of the board wants, given that feedback from AJ, you know, we could change that term in the contract.
Okay. Josh, you have one more thing?
Clarifying. Actually, I didn't think that those timeline pieces were, well, let me reread it. I thought they were kind of vague, and I felt like that was part of what had led to our squirreliness. Let me relook at the contract, and if I have a question, I'll react. Okay.
Yeah, and I mean, I looked at it before I sent the board the emails today, and it says July or as soon as reasonably practical thereafter. It doesn't say when the process should start, you know, it just says when it should be complete. We want that or reasonably practical thereafter, because we don't want the board to breach the contract by not getting it done in time.
And if I may interject before Dawn, I have a strong suspicion that this group is very committed to starting on that process early and will do it. And so it would not surprise me if we're even talking about this in January of next year. And I would, and just so you know, I'm not against that. I think that's great. We should. I mean, better to be done too early than to just squeak it in July. So I'm pretty sure, and just from some of the reactions, I feel like, yeah, we're on board with this. So I think we're going to be okay in that, and we're committed to doing it. And thanks, AJ, for being amenable to that. We'll see, I'll come back to your comment in a moment. Let's go to Dawn.
Okay, I'm just going to throw some sand in the gears here. I would prefer a two-year contract, with the first year having the, as Emily suggested, a CPI adjustment or, you know, some appropriate metric for that position in, you know, the broader society. I'm not sure which metrics are used, but CPI we know. I feel like it would give it, you know, you just talk about doing this again in January, that's next month. And, you know, I would prefer a little more stability. Well, maybe we're talking about a year from next month, but.
Point of order. I mean, isn't this, Don, don't you have to make don't you have to move to amend the current?
I just feel like what Don's doing is he's just stating what he feels like he would prefer over the current motion. But yes, you're correct, Josh, that if Don wishes to have that report, this would need to be defeated before we could, or amended before we can go forward.
Can I make a response to Don's?
Yes, please
comment.
Do.
So given where we are, 6 months away from the contract extension or contract ending, what I would recommend to this board is to amend it for a year, because then that starts opening up a larger discussion about salary and looking at, is it competitive with other salaries and what factors do we want to use? And that's a much harder conversation, as the board saw at the last meeting, and we're not prepared to do that today. It doesn't mean that we can't seek to amend the contract, you know, in March and April and May for another year, but this board needs a lot more information before they can have that discussion about future compensation. And I just don't think that we're gonna get it done. And so I would recommend that for now we do the 1 year, and that as we're working on this process, you know, we see what information the board needs, if the board wants to consider a further amendment, because, you know, you do have a general manager whose contract expires in 6 months. And I think it's important to her to know that she has some job security, which means there needs to be a decision soon, because without knowing her contract's going to be extended, she doesn't have that sense.
So. Thank you for that advice, Kristen. Don, just to check, did you have more to say?
Well, I guess it'd be in that sense of amending the thing. I was feeling a 2-year contract would give us more stability, but I understand what Kristen just said, so I'll withdraw all that and let the discussion go on.
Yeah, sounds good. And Don, depending on how the discussion goes, you may decide, you know, just go ahead and speak up and let me know if you'd like to make an amendment. There might be another amendment too that comes down. We'll have to see. Emily, did you want to say something more? I thought I saw your.
Yes, thank you, Carl. I was just going to say, Kristen, arguably we could take that point and turn it on its head and say maybe we do a 2-year contract and have the opportunity to amend it further to be more in support or in alignment with what Don's suggestion was to have a 2-year contract as it stands now and then amend as we go. So I think either option could be a good potential. So Don, I appreciate that you brought up that other option.
You could have a 2-year contract, but then you're asking someone to hold their compensation flat for 3 years. And that's not what's been proposed by, you know, AJ. She's proposed to hold her salary flat, you know, for it to be this year and held flat next year. And so what I was just trying to point out is that when we get beyond the 1 year, unless you're holding it flat, which we don't know that AJ would agree to, then you're getting into that discussion of what should the salary be? What should it be based on? And I just don't know if you all have enough information. I mean, maybe you do. I want to make sure you have the information that you need to make that decision as a board.
Thanks, Kristen. Continuing the discussion. I'm just going to make sure, checking with Stephen and Caitlin.
I'm in favor of 1-year extension.
Ditto. Thank you for asking, Carl.
No problem. Thank you, Stephen. Great. Okay. Now, there was some talk about possible proposal, like an amendment to the motion, perhaps striking the portion about the employee evaluations being part of the evaluations. Did someone want to make that? Actually, you know what? I'm rusty on my Robert's rules. Kristen, does this need to go through further before someone can make an amendment, or how, I can't remember now. How does that work?
I think that if someone wants to amend it, you can amend it and vote on the amended motion.
Okay.
And then if that fails, we'll revisit maybe the original motion.
Okay. I think as long as everyone understands what's going on and feels it's fair, then I think we're probably on the right track. So I will entertain any amendments since it was brought up a couple of times. So let's go there.
Sure. I mean, Carl, I think and if people have the document in front of them, and I mean, I'm looking at the previous contract. I mean, that's the one I'm supposed to be sort of basing this on, right, Kristen? Sorry.
Yeah, the current contract.
The current contract. Yeah, sorry.
I'll pull it up.
Yeah. Well, and it's section 5, and it's real. I'm really just talking about the final sentence of section 5. Our amendment could be as simple as to strike that. It's not that I want the opposite of that, but that is very constraining. of that. So you see there, it says the board shall not have a formal survey of the employees of LTD for the purposes of evaluating the general manager. We were explicitly given the guidance that we should interpret that to mean, although there was a survey of employees, we may not use that for as part of our evaluation. So I think just striking that. Kristen, before I make the motion, do you see any problem with simply striking the final sentence of section 5?
I think that would be fine. And if there's somewhere else in the contract that that concept comes up, then I would make that section consistent with whatever the board decides. So if you decide to remove that sentence and the prohibition against evaluating the general manager based on a survey of employees, I'll make sure the rest of the contract's consistent with that.
Okay, great. Well, then I move to amend the motion by striking the last sentence of section 5 so that a survey of employees can be used in part or in whole for, you know, as part of the general manager's evaluation, and that the rest of the contract should be consistent with that idea.
Excellent. Okay, so Josh has made a motion to that effect. Is there a second?
I'll second it with the confirmation that the word formal survey is retained in the language. That makes sense. Josh didn't say formal, and I just want to make sure formal survey is the verbiage that we use rather than informal discussion, which I don't think should be part of a evaluation.
Oh, and my motion was just to get rid of that whole sentence. So that would cover that, Emily.
Perhaps I'll have Kristen maybe throw in what her idea is, but I kind of sense there might be now some lack of clarity around what you were proposing. I thought I understood it, but that you weren't actually saying what needs to replace it. You just want to strike it. And so that then.
Sorry. I should just make the intent clear. We had a survey that was just valuable in a variety of ways, but we were explicitly prohibited from considering it as part of the general manager's evaluation. And that felt artificial and unproductive. And I was just trying to avoid that weirdness going forward.
I think what I hear you say, Josh, is that you want the last sentence of number 5 deleted, and that you're explaining your rationale, but I think. I don't want to conflate the rationale with what you're trying to achieve here. So if I may restate what you have said, and then we'll see if Emily and other people will want to second it, is that you're just simply asking for section 5, the last sentence to be struck, and that any other part of the contract that relates to the evaluation of the general manager with information surveying employees can be used in that respect.
Just echoing Kristen's point that she can make that change, but has to make sure that the rest of the contract is consistent with it.
Right. No, I appreciate you saying that too. That was good. Okay. Emily, does that work? Is that something you wanted to still second?
No, I'll defer to let someone else second.
Okay. Is there anyone who would like to second that?
Does that mean we can put a new motion on the table?
The motion dies. The motion dies.
There's no second on it. Yeah. I think people basically stated that's where we're at. That there's not. I thought there was more interest in it, but I guess there isn't. So,
Can I make a new motion?
Yes, you may. Absolutely. Go ahead, Emily.
Okay. I guess I would like to approve the amendment for the 1-year contract as previously discussed, with the modification that sentence, the last sentence in section 5, say that the board shall be permitted to use the formal survey of employees for purposes of evaluation. Stop. Because I'm concerned if we take it out completely that informal surveys might color the conversation and further muddy the waters. And I don't think that's fair to this GM or any GM. So if we do evaluate based on a survey, I think it should have to be formal. That's how I would change the motion.
Oh, I see. So,
yeah,
so
I'll second that.
Okay. Sounds good. Just to before I accept that, but I just want to make sure with Kristen, and then I think we need to talk with AJ. That seems at least to me, different from what we had discussed earlier in the meeting. AJ, go ahead.
I'm fine with that.
Okay, good. That's why I want to make sure, because that's what it hinges upon. Okay, great. So the motion is to amend the first motion of the 1-year extension with the modifying section 5 to say that the board shall have a formal survey of the employees of LTD for purposes of evaluating the general manager, which means that we would, Kristen, go ahead.
We're close. I was able to write down notes while Emily was talking, so that helped.
Okay.
So the motion I'm gonna restate is that there would be a 1-year contract amendment that the compensation from the current fiscal year would be the same. All contract terms would be the same, except the last sentence of section 5 would be replaced with the following language. The board shall be permitted to have a formal, the board shall be permitted to have a formal survey of the employees of LTD. I would add, if any, included for purposes of evaluating the general manager. So it's not mandatory that there's a survey, but if there is a survey, it needs to be formal in order to be considered in the evaluation of the general manager.
Thank you for that clarification, Kristen. And just to double check, Emily, is that consistent with what you were proposing?
Yes.
Okay. And so then Josh, are you still seconding it?
Yeah.
Okay. Great. So it's a move by Emily, seconded by Josh, or too long to repeat. I'm just going to go what Chris had said earlier. But now is the time, before we go to a vote, just check with everybody. This will be your time to say anything about it before we go to a vote.
I'm sorry. I'm ready to vote.
Okay. See Stephen and then Don.
Thanks, Carl. I just want to take a moment to thank Emily and Kristen for clarifying the key point that I agree 100% with. I don't think it would be fair to any GM, AJ, or anybody else to have informal input from staff or union to be factored into her review. So I just want to thank Emily for pulling that detail out because we must be fair and balanced in how we assess anybody. Thank you.
No problem. Thanks, Stephen. And then Don, and I'll throw myself in there too.
Well, I'm wondering if we could just change the word from shall to may, and would be easier, less verbiage.
I think it covered that. I think we said is permitted to instead of shall. I think that covers that. Do you, Don?
That's good for me.
Yeah, I believe what Kristen's clarified language showed that it was not a mandatory formal survey, but that optional formal survey that the board decided to implement could. So just to follow these comments, I actually feel fine to, I would vote yes for this. So just going, that's just my opinion. So any other comments from the board members before we move to a vote? Okay, seeing none, let's go ahead and do a roll call vote. With this, Caitlin Vargas.
Aye.
Josh Scove.
Aye.
Don Norton.
Aye.
Stephen Yet.
Carl, do you want me to abstain or you want me to say something about here?
I guess you should do what you feel is best, Stephen.
Well, okay, I just want to make sure that you and I are on the same page. I vote aye.
Great, thanks. And then Emily Secord.
I just want to say something so bratty about abstaining right now because of Stephen, but I will just say yes so we can wrap this up.
Great. And I, Carly, also vote aye. So motion passes. And back to you, Kristen.
Oh, hey, good job. We're moving along. So I'm going to point out that we have about 35 minutes to accomplish our last task, but you can do it. So wait,
actually, I'm sorry. Actually, we just voted. I mean, if we're following Robert's rules, we just voted on the amendment. We did not vote on the contract. We still need to vote on approving the contract.
That was what my brain was struggling with. I think Josh is correct. Yeah. So what we did was we voted to approve the amendment, not the actual thing. I skipped through it. So I think you're correct. So so people would bear with us. I think we're there, but let's just do it for the record.
Yeah.
And we'll get it done right. And so now the original motion has been amended now. So we voted on that just for clarification. Now we're going to actually vote that amended motion through. So once again through, Caitlin Vargas.
Aye.
Mommy. Joshua Scove.
Aye.
Don Norden.
Aye.
Stephen Yet.
Aye.
Emily Secord.
Aye.
And I, Carl Ye, vote aye. And now for real, it has actually been approved and the motion has been approved. So thank you, everyone. Thanks for catching me on that, Josh. I think you're correct. Now back to you, Kristen.
Okay, good job. Okay, so anyway, I'm just pointing out that we have about 35 minutes set out of our original time to hopefully accomplish adoption of the general manager's goals. You all haven't had a lot of time to talk about this yet, so I will point that out. I have two documents available to screen share if that's helpful for you. I provided the first draft of the general manager's proposed goals to you via email, and then noted that there was some feedback to those. And earlier today, a revised, much simplified version of the goals was proposed. So I'm gonna put those up in a Word document, screen share, if that is helpful. If I'm sensing some consensus, I can type up some modifications. So that's the last remaining task for the board. And I'm happy to facilitate whatever's on my screen the best way that makes sense for you all.
I'm just going to speak for the group without checking in with them. Please go ahead and do that. I think it's a good idea to go ahead and throw the four goals up that you had sent out earlier. If you could hit that plus sign on the bottom right corner a few times. Oh, down in the
where's bottom. The plus?
Oh, down the very, very right hand side. Down to where it says 100%.
Oh, like the actual.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't sorry, know if it plus. Yeah, that was not very clear. Yeah, the plus sign at the bottom.
Right, that's way too big. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to a different place to do that.
Oh, okay. That's fine. while Kristen's doing that, Kristen, I'm sorry. Did you want to lead this discussion or do you want me to?
No, I mean, I have the revised version of the proposed goals there for you, but this is really where the board needs to have quite a bit of input.
Okay,
so
I'm good. I'll go ahead and lead us through this then. So
is that better?
I think it's good. Yeah, thank you. So just to put this all into context, we are talking about what we are expecting the general manager to accomplish in the next 6 months. And so I think if we keep that in mind, I think that will help us really get these down to what I think we want to as a board, and also make it a fair way to assess whether the general manager is meeting our expectations or not in the next 6 months. So these are the four goals. And then to also add a little note, the rating scale is whether the manager meets the expectations, does not meet the expectations, or actually exceeds the expectations. So with that, let me go ahead and start off the discussion with comments on any one of the goals. And if you wanted to say that all four sound good, that is one possible thing you could say. Is that what, Josh, you are going to say?
That it is. Surprise, surprise. That's not what I'm going to say. Okay. It was a good try, Carl.
Go ahead anyway.
You had to put the possibility out there. So I want to suggest a change to one of the goals and two additional goals, though I think they're pretty narrowly defined. So maybe this will work. The first thing is for goal number three, it really should say that the general manager will advance the board approved climate policy, which includes electrification, but has some other things that are fairly time sensitive as well in the first half of the year. So I think that change makes sense. I also think there should be, sorry, I get back to my notes. I think we should explicitly call out that there shall be an employee survey. And I'm saying that really inspired by the previous goals, like that we had that in there, like that conducting that survey was required by the goals that were approved a year and a half ago. And then the last one is, I'm just going to say, I think we should require the creation of a first draft of the strategic business plan. And I obviously could say more about that, but I just want to say, I think all of this becomes easier when we have a framework for prioritization that guides this sort of guidance for the GM in our overall decision making.
Thank you, Josh. And just to add on to what you said, I assume you mean formal surveying. I think maybe Kristen, would that be wise to put that in there? And this shall include a formal survey regarding employee feedback.
Sure. I mean, whatever verbiage we had before, I mean, it led to the other one.
I'm just trying to take some notes, but I can clean it up a little bit. So it'll sound nicer than that. I was just trying to get the comments down.
Good. No. Yeah.
I put it under goal number two because I thought maybe that goal talks about feedback. So maybe we could say, you know, part of that system or strategy shall include, you know, the language about a formal survey regarding employee feedback. So I'll clean it up. This is just me in progress.
No, you are great, Kristen. Actually, I'm always impressed by how well you take notes on these things. So, and try to talk and do other stuff at the same time.
Thanks. My mom taught computer lab. So
I will throw myself in, but I want to check in with other people before I say something.
Carl, can I say something?
All yours.
I think that these look great. I think 6 months is going to creep up on us really, really fast. For example, think 6 months ago where we were, and we didn't think we'd be here, but I would not expand too much on these, because we're living in a time right now that is probably the least predictable we've ever lived through. And who knows what's going to happen. And so I'm feeling a little cautious about adding too much when things with COVID could get way worse. It could get way better, but I just feel very cautious about adding more. I feel very comfortable with the four goals. I like them.
Thank you, Caitlin. Other people? Go ahead, Emily.
I just wanted to propose some sort of marrying of the first goals received in this revised proposal, because I really liked the sort of rubric and the really sort of clearly defined pathway for evaluation. I thought that was a really good way for us to say, you know, yes, this happened or this didn't happen, or to what extent. So I don't know if there's a really simplified way to marry the two documents, but I think that could be interesting without trying to overcomplicate it at the same time. Otherwise, I really like the revised goals. Just would like to see a little bit more detail for the sake of clarification.
Thanks, Emily. Other comments?
Can I respond to Emily?
Yeah, go ahead and then I'll follow you. Go ahead.
One thing that we have done in years past, which I don't think happened for these prior goals, but maybe it did, and it was a little bit different, is that we had goals that were short and maybe a sentence, but then we had a note or an explanatory comment for each goal that was maybe about a paragraph that said, kind of, it provided the context and more of explanation for what the goal meant and what the board was looking for. And so that might be something that we can do, you know, if the board can agree to adopt whatever number of goals today, let's say, yes, please provide us a draft of the explanatory comments, you know, at least AJ would have the direction with the goals. And then you could seek to, you know, clarify that next month. So that's an option for going forward if you want.
Thanks, Kristen. Other comments? Don, I see is your mic on? I can't tell now. Did you want to go next? Go ahead, Don, if you want.
Am I on?
You are. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. No, I agree with, I think it was Emily who said that, or maybe it was Caitlin. But, you know, we've got these goals here and time's coming quickly. And I don't, you know, I like what Josh said on the giving a little bit broader definition on the climate policy. But other than that, I don't see any need to build these other paragraphs around these sentences. So I'm happy with the way it is.
Thanks, Don. I guess I'm just going to jump in. I would like us to keep to goals 1 through 4. I think Josh's inclusions of the formal employee feedback and the changing number 3 to the board approved climate policy makes sense. And so I'm fully in support of that. I think, again, we have there's 6 months of things that we're trying to ask her to do. It's not like we're just going to give these to her and then walk away for 6 months. We're going to be right there with her for the next 6 months. So I think the guidance will come from that. But I think these are 4 goals that we can it seems like all of us understand and know what needs to be done. And we just want them to happen. So that's where I would like, that's where I would vote for. Emily, I think I saw your hand up. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to be really fair to AJ because this is a 6-month period. It's really short. And so when you say we're going to implement a crisis communication strategy, you know, I think what are we really going to be able to accomplish in 6 months and what does that look like? Because it's not fair for us to say, here's a really broad goal and you either achieved it or you didn't. Well, what does it mean? What were we looking for? Because what we're looking for today, to Caitlin's point, might look very different than what we're looking for 6 months from now. So I just want to add some clarity, add some more detail. So I appreciated Kristen's comment that we could approve these as is and then add more clarity as we go. But Carl, I think given this board's history, I think making sure that we have a really structured system for having that feedback and adding that clarity would be really important than just leaving it open-ended that we will get to it because 6 months goes really quickly. So I'm just concerned that we're being as fair as possible in this adoption.
Thank you, Emily. Stephen, go ahead.
Thanks, Carl. You mentioned the goals 1, 2, 3, and 4. Are you not wanting goal 5 that is now added?
Yes, if you're asking me directly, I would not be for adding a number 5. I think strategic plans take a lot more time. That is in itself is quite its own thing. I think sticking to goals 1 through 4 are, I think, the things that I think most of the board members think is the most important. And it's not that we're not working on the parts of the strategic plan, but like I said, I think goals 1 through 4 are the ones that we seem to care most about.
Thank you for that.
Kristen, quickly, I just want to clarify. I've said very self-consciously, first draft of the strategic plan. If you don't know where you're going, you're not going to get there. And that's true for the strategic plan itself. And so I guess I think I've said versions of this in other settings before. I think it is a huge mistake for us collectively not to already have this. And so I think if we don't set a goal of just having a first draft, this is likely to drag on much, much longer. I totally freely admit we are living through a period of crisis, but we are doing other kinds of planning. We're thinking about, you know, various forms of mobility. We are having to, you know, change our system multiple times. So like we are able to step back and do those things that take months to implement. I think, and then on top of it, we're asking the SPC, we've already asked the SPC, our, you know, principal advisory body, to think hard about this issue. So I feel like this is incredibly important and will be a tool for us to prioritize more effectively.
Steve, if I can just jump in really quick before I go to you. Josh, you know, I'm hearing what you say. I wonder, how about this as a, how about the goal be for the general manager to provide us a timeline, like the roadmap to where, how the strategic plan is going? Because perhaps that is where some of the struggle is that we're not seeing the end in sight on this one. And rather than coming up with the actual plan, let's you know, have the general manager show us how we're going to get there. And changing goal 5, because we're talking about 6 months too. So I don't want to demand, be unnecessarily demanding, but just
No, Carl, that's a great idea. I guess I maybe the other thing I should have said is it isn't, I'm not asking for us to start from zero here, right? Like, we've already had these discussions. Remember, we had quite a bit of this discussion a full year ago, right? I mean, in December 2019. So there is a lot of groundwork. And I guess maybe I should have made it clear that I'm suggesting that we build on that in order to get to it. I realize a lot of that has had to be shelved to some extent, but there's a ton of pre-existing work. Carl, I would totally take your suggestion over nothing, for sure. I will cling to the hope of first draft if people want to leap in and support me, but otherwise I think Carl's compromises, I won't leave in tears.
Gotcha. I have a response to you, but I'm going to let Stephen go, and then we'll come back to me. Go ahead, Stephen.
Thanks, Carl. I lean towards Josh's focus on a strategic plan. I think it's really important. Without it, it's kind of like you're driving down a road and you don't know exactly where you're going. And I believe it was in March of 2016 where the GM very wisely said, very important, need one. So I think it's time for us to really put some pressure to get one. Because again, we're a large group. I mean, large group. And without one, we're just driving blind. Thank you.
Thanks, Stephen. What I was going to say was that the strategic plan is being reviewed, or the beginnings of which are being created by, you know, the SPC, and I think it's also depend on us too. I think there's a lot of things in motion on that. So I don't see how we can just tell the general manager just to produce one for us unless we want, I'm not sure what we're asking for exactly, I guess, given that so much of it is dependent on the multiple bodies that contribute toward it. But that being said, there are people who have a little more clarity of thought on this and would like to throw in what they think we should do. Because I'm looking back at Caitlin, Dawn.
I guess I felt like my initial statement I still stand pretty strong by, in terms of I absolutely understand the importance of the strategic plan. But it's also a huge undertaking. And I also think it's hard to have a clear vision when you're in muddy waters like COVID. And I'm going to keep going back to that, because I just think keeping our priorities straight right now is really important. And I would say priorities are going to be, how is the organization functioning in this time of crisis? And are we keeping the health and safety of our employees and riders first and foremost? And I personally don't want to add the fifth goal, no, in whatever fashion.
Thanks, Caitlin. And I'll piggyback and say, you know, it's not just the number of bodies that contribute toward it. There needs to be, it's not just a list of things that are priorities and the pathway to get there. It's there needs to be some level of buy-in or understanding from multiple groups of people. So that is not, and to just throw out a draft of it without having gone through that process, I do think is, it's not doing it the right way. And again, that's why I was saying earlier, is I'm not sure exactly what we're trying to expect here. And so other comments.
I have a couple comments, not explicitly related to goal five. So one thing is, at some point you all need to ask AJ's feedback because these are really substantially revised goals. And so you need to hear from her whether she thinks they're appropriate and accomplishable and all those things. The second thing is I will strongly push that the board adopt these goals, not these goals, but goals today. But I do want to point out that there were several comments in this past evaluation about how some of those goals maybe weren't clear or people could have interpreted them differently. And that can cut to the disadvantage of the person being evaluated. And so I think it's important that the board have this high level understanding, these big topics, but I really think promptly to Emily's point, we should follow it up with making sure everybody agrees with what those mean and what you expect from AJ. I can produce a draft of that pretty quickly for the board to review. I don't know if it's too soon to do that at the December board meeting, the regular board meeting. I don't know what that agenda looks like. So that might be something to hear from AJ. But then if not, that process needs to be completed in January because we don't want AJ to walk away with an understanding of, one sentence and what that means. And she starts going in one direction, but the context the board provides really means another. So I just want to wanted to follow up that point of Emily's that I do think the board can adopt high level goals, but there's still some more work that does need to be done promptly.
Yes, thank you very much for that, Kristen. And I think we stated earlier too that it's not something we were just going to impose or and then walk away from. We're going to be continuously working on this, and perhaps December would be an excellent time, or at least in January. I don't see us, and actually from a timeline perspective, we can't let it go for too long because again, we're talking about 6 months here, and so I feel like Josh and then I will entertain a motion, Josh.
Sure. I was going to say, actually, I think people have convinced me. I think asking for a roadmap or timeline is a better idea. I think that's fine. I will not be in favor of this if we don't have that in there. But certainly having a timeline is a good one, and it's much smaller than some of these other things. So thank you for suggesting that, Carl.
No problem. And it sounds like you would like to go ahead and make a motion.
So moved. Kristen, actually, I'm not sure because it sounds like there needs to be some cleanup, but are we moving to send this to AJ for her approval? Is that?
I think AJ needs to speak in this meeting.
Thank you.
If she can, she received these today too. And goal number five is something that wasn't on that. So I think I'd like to hear from AJ before there's a motion. My bad timing for a phone call. So AJ needs to speak. Then if, she's comfortable with what's being proposed and thinks it's achievable, there should be a motion. The goals won't change, okay? But then there would be further formalization where under each goal, there would be a comment or a note that explains it. And I think that's really useful for both the board to know what they're evaluating on, but AJ to know what to work towards. So that would be kind of step two of this process. So I think you could adopt this document as step one today.
Thank you so much, Sir Kristen. And AJ, could you go ahead and comment on these?
Yes. I'm sorry about my screen. My internet's kind of been a little weird today, or most days. I think my only comment on it is some of these appear pretty straightforward. Like goal number one, it's implement a crisis communication strategy. I think that's pretty straightforward. Goal number two, that one is a little bit all over the place. Because on that one, it appears that the board's asking me to present a system or strategy. So that doesn't seem a heavy lift on my part, the heavy lift appears to be on the board's part. So I just, when I looked at that, I was like, wow, that's a lot the board is signing up for on that one. So I think that's one the board members should probably talk about as to what they think the word appropriate means. Because, you know, there are a lot of great models to do that. They typically don't go to the board of directors only because it's such a heavy lift for board members. But so that one, I will say, I don't see that one challenging on my part. I see that one probably larger lift. Kristen, we're seeing some other thing on your screen now. So it might be something you may not want us to see. I don't know one way or another. You're an attorney. So the survey appears very straightforward. The language Josh added, so I think that was straightforward. I think the will advance the board approved climate action policy. I think that's pretty straightforward. Goal number four, I think it's pretty straightforward. I think language when you put while prioritizing health, safety, and well-being of LTD riders and employees, it's subjective, but I think it can be. And then I think goal number five, the roadmap, that's right on track with what we're moving forward. So I think that's also straightforward. The only one I would say that I see a heavy lift for the board would be goal number two. And that's why I was okay with the contract, moving that language from the contract. Because at the time we put in the language, it was based on a discussion at that time about the risk and pros and cons about board members surveying employees. You know, do we want a popular GM who makes employees happy? Or do we want a GM that follows the board direction and is implementing that? And at that time, the board really wanted their GM. You know, that this is a GM that really serves the board. And sometimes the board has to make unpopular decisions in the interest of the community. And we expect the GM to do that in a tough way. And sometimes that doesn't make her the most popular GM, but it makes her an effective GM in the eyes of the board. So no, that was the context back then. So that's why I was okay with removing it, because I know it opens up risk to both sides. And that's kind of goal number two, is the same way I would say to the board. It looks like that one, the easier lift is on me and the harder lift on that one is on the board. So I just would like to say that the board kind of coming to a consensus that they're really trying to evaluate my performance would be easier, because I just always, my job is to serve you guys and not to use this process to give you more work. So I want to make sure that if the board has a consensus as to what that would mean to them. It doesn't have to happen now, but I just want to say, as Kristen said, before I come back and present systems or strategies to address that, that seems to be the easy lift piece. It's the other portion of that sentence that is a harder lift for the board. And I just didn't know if the board kind of acknowledged that and that it was the correct direction that they were intending to go. But other than that, I would be amenable to all of these goals one through five. So I'm okay with them.
Thank you so much, AJ. I appreciate your feedback and comment, and also making sure that we understood what we were getting into with goal number two. With AJ's response there, I actually don't know if we wanted to discuss more about whether we really did want goal number two or not. That hadn't come up earlier, but I will entertain that as well. And then, yes, go ahead, Emily.
Sorry, really quickly, a possible solution might be to swap out the revised goal number two back to the original number two, which I think was a little bit more detailed and maybe a little bit more what we were trying to accomplish. So maybe that's helpful feedback without muddying the waters too much.
I'm not sure I know what you mean, Emily.
I'm trying to get it up, but... So I'll pull that up in just a minute.
The one that I'm looking at is the original proposal of goals with the communications with community and employees. And it says, it is the general manager's role to establish and maintain positive relationships with community members, riders, and employees. And then it has the rubric sort of totaling out 25 points based on different factors. Does that accomplish what the revised goal number 2 is asking for a little bit more succinctly?
I think, Kristen, people probably remember it, but that was what was originally submitted as goals. And I think Kristen's going to bring that up on the screen so people can see it.
Yes, give me just a second.
Yeah, no problem.
While Kristen's doing that, I just say, actually, I think that's great. I do think we should still have the language about a survey in there.
Yeah, I guess what I'm saying is we could swap out the two goals, the original versus the revised, and then we could sort of detail that out later. I think that we've captured that effectively in the bigger picture, and then not getting into the nuances so that we can adopt goals more quickly might be efficient and appropriate.
And just to check, Emily, did you want to add this in as well as the formal survey, but to change it to the same ratings that we had for the more recent goals? Or did you want to keep everything that we're seeing right now?
I think I would just say goal number 2 is what's that on the screen now. And then we have the opportunity to add that clarity further into those line items as we previously discussed as an option.
So keep the ratings that the Likert scale of disagree, agree, strongly agree.
Sure. I have no strong preference on that at this time.
Okay. I just want to make sure I wanted to accurately. Yes, Josh.
Yes. That is an imbalanced Likert scale. So actually the middle one should be neutral, but other than that, sure.
Oh, I see. I see. Yes.
I'll be fine with that. But
if Emily has no preference, and she can certainly move how she wants to move this. But maybe we just we solve that problem by just getting rid of that scale and just use the meets, exceeds, or doesn't meet scale, and that's solved it. And AJ, just to double check, I know you had presented this to us, but just to make sure, if we just scrap the number 2 that we have in the latest document, replace it with this, have the formal survey, but scrap the Likert scale on it, would you be amenable to that?
Is it the whole goal number 2 or just the top sentence?
Well, I'll let Emily answer, but I think she meant the whole thing, including the subsections. Is that right, Emily?
I think I'm comfortable with either of those things. I think what Kristen is saying is that we need to have that first preliminary statement of what the goal actually is, and then we can get into the rubric details and our feedback from tonight at the same time at a later date. So that's helpful. I think whatever makes this efficient, but also fair for the evaluation process.
I think I hear what you're saying. Yes. Now I interpret that what Emily is saying is that she would propose that it would be just the first couple sentences of goal number 2 with the additional being added as additional notes that Kristen's probably going to be working on anyway for all of the goals. And so with that, further discussion, and I will entertain a motion.
Can I ask a question, Carl?
Yes, absolutely.
And I'm just saying this only because, as a community member, I'm also sit on the other side when people send me surveys to evaluate an ED or GM somewhere. I believe my contract does say that we survey the community and a list of community members. Being that they were just interviewed and they would be interviewed again really quickly, it just seems really awkward for the district to be doing that. And it's awkward for me working in the community because, everybody calls me and tells me that they're doing that. They're going to be like, why are they? So I just want to make sure that as part of that, maybe we remove that language. And I know that's kind of messy and that could be part of a different, but I just want to say in keeping good relationships with the community and LTD's image that we kind of just, when Kristen brings this back, that maybe we consider removing that language for, it's a short period of time. So it's not a big deal.
I hear you about survey fatigue for the community.
Yeah, just an awkward. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to try something here. Just kind of a straw poll. Would people be amenable to that?
Sure.
So Josh says yes. Anybody else? You could be indifferent, but just say so.
I'm okay with it.
We can abstain, Carl. Did I just hear you?
You can't actually, because this is not actually a vote.
Don't do it.
No, but I'm I am also fine with that, as Josh just said.
Okay. And Emily and Caitlin?
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Yeah. Can I just point something out for you all yes. to think about when we get to the next step of further defining them? If the overarching goal is going to be, it's the general manager's role to establish and maintain positive relationships with community members, then you need to think about how you're going to measure that.
Yeah.
And so the easy way to measure it has been the survey. I'm not saying it can't be measured in other ways, but you all are going to have to think about that. So again, it's fair. AJ knows how she's being measured, and all board members agree the measurement's the same way. So that'll just be something for you all to consider in the next round of this conversation, if that's something that has changed.
I appreciate that, Kristen. I'm just going to throw out to the group. I think what we are agreeing, kind of informally agreeing to, is that we seem to understand that we only have 6 months more, and we were not interested in resurveying the community in the way that we have been before, and that we're comfortable excluding it for this particular contract round, for the purpose of these goals, that we're okay with that. That's my understanding. Does that seem to mesh well with everyone else's understanding? Okay, hearing none, I think so. Someone should wrap that into the motion then. And so that's a lot, but is someone wanting to rise to the challenge of doing all this?
I don't want to rise to that challenge. Okay. I'm hoping someone else will, but I am curious, what about the survey of employees? That feels very different. We just drifted away from that because we had to handle this other point that
I AJ believe brought there's up. A lot of, my gauge was that there was a lot of commitment from the board that needs to be in there. But that, I think that's up to whoever moves, and then whoever wants to second, and then whoever wants to vote or not vote for that. So then we'll go through that whole process. So Emily, I kind of feeling you might be the person, because I think it kind of originated with you, and we can help you out if you need it. But I bet you can actually get it all in one breath. Go for it.
Okay. First point of clarification, is it appropriate to determine the how factor that Kristen mentioned at a later date, or does that need to be defined right now?
I don't, actually, you're right. We don't have to, I think. So if you didn't want to put that in this time, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Kristen, just to double check, does that sound right to you too?
Are you saying the how of how you will evaluate?
If I understood them, I think what Emily's saying is that do we even need to address the removal of the community surveys at this time, when she could, I suspect she wants to just go ahead and move to change, replace goal number two with the highlighted text that you have on our screen now, yes. And then not necessarily deal with other stuff later.
Yes, I think you should do that. And then we need to deal with the how when we provide the context for these goals.
Did I get that right, Emily?
I think so. Yes, we'll find out. And then second point of clarification, in one of our previous meetings, we discussed having to delegate when we wanted something to be produced in advance of a next meeting. And so, Kristen, I'm wondering if you'd like us to also in this process define a couple of people who are going to be assisting you with putting this draft together, or if that's not necessary.
I'm happy to put a draft together based on what I've heard and what I think these mean. And then you all can rip it apart when you review it. But if there are volunteers who would like to look at that first, I'm happy to do that too.
Okay, great. Phew, Kristen, will you switch it back to the other screen with the revised drafts, please? And I hope I don't totally botched this, so please feel free to weigh in, guys, on the discussion.
I've been trying to revise the Word document. I thought you could see it, so you should just be able to say what's on the screen.
Okay, perfect. So I'd like to make a motion that we adopt the revised goals with the deliberations that we've just had in regards to adding the strategic plan roadmap, as well as the revised goal number two as discussed.
That
can you also throw in grow number? Oh, Emily, sorry. Can you also throw in that goal number three's change too?
I'm sorry. And with the added language about the climate policy in goal number 3. Thank you.
Excellent. So Emily has moved for the goals that appear on our screen right now, goals 1 through 5. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Josh. And so just, you know, I forgot to ask this before, but I just to make sure, any additional discussion?
No, but Kristen, you can take out electrification of LTD's fleet, or maybe everything after electrification. Sorry, I'm just realizing, because I was thinking about it in draft form before. But
yeah.
Right.
That, and what Kristen did was what I thought she meant. Emily, does that jive with what your motion was?
Yes, because I believe we're going to get the better verbiage or more accurate verbiage with the next iteration. So okay. I would like to volunteer Josh for being one of the first reviewers, since he clearly would like to edit this further.
Well, we'll figure that out later. Let's get these approved first. Okay, so just to reiterate, as you see on the screen, Emily has moved to adopt goals 1 through 5 as presented. Josh has seconded that motion. I don't feel like there's any further discussion, so we'll go ahead and do the roll call vote. We'll go start with Caitlin Vargas.
Aye.
Joshua Scove.
Aye.
Don Norden.
Aye.
Stephen Yett.
Aye.
Emily Secord.
Aye.
And I, Carl Yeh, vote aye as well. So congratulations, everyone. We have finally approved the goals for the general manager. And we will, of course, as we discussed, and with Kristen's help, flesh these out in further detail for not only AJ's benefit, but for our benefit too, because we have a shared reason for wanting these goals to be achieved. And so I'm confident we will move that direction. So thank you everyone involved for your thoughtfulness and for getting these together. And I think that is it. I believe that concludes our business for this evening. So with that, I'm going to check around the room, because I feel like we've kind of gone around and somebody, is there anything else that anybody needs right now with the process?
I just want to congratulate everybody for getting through our whole agenda and doing everything we had to do. And AJ, thanks for pitching in. That was very helpful to get the clarifications.
I can follow up on one thing. I will work with AJ to see when there is room on the agenda as soon as available to provide the context. So if it's available at the regular meeting, then we can do it then. And then if not, we'll do it as soon thereafter as we can. I will go ahead and pretty soon take a first draft of the kind of explanation and comments, and I can just send it out so the board has that to review in advance of that discussion, if that works for everybody.
Sounds good. Great. Well, thank you again, everybody. And please stay safe and healthy. And we will see you next week for another meeting. Have a good night. Take care, everybody.
Good night.